So, yeah, let's do this leveling up malarkey. So, I think it's probably best for me to do it one at a time. Just because it's probably easier. Have you guys got your D&D Beyonds up? Fab, fab, fab. I went in this morning and made sure that you'd all added your XP, to which none of you had done, so I've added it for you.
You said you were gonna do it, so
Oh, did I? Oh,
yes,
right,
you
okay.
did
My
actually.
apologies then.
So
Slap on
don't
the
you
wrist.
come
Slap on the
at
wrist.
us. Don't you come at us.
There's that parental guilt tripping again.
Yes, I know. God help my children. Yeah, so I've done it all for you, as promised. All right, so I guess who wants to go first? Any volunteers?
Ladies first.
Go on then, Anina. Shall we do
Okay.
you first? Right,
Yeah.
so the very, very first thing that you are going to need to do is your hit dice. Now, I'm going to give you a choice here.
Okay.
You can either take the average, the suggested number, or like a 90s game show, you can gamble it all and roll for
I mean, we're gonna have to gamble it all, aren't we? Just for
like
the
deal or
best
no deal.
viewing experience. I'm gonna be
What?
like the worst tank in the world with like
I'd expect to
level
win directly.
10, 20 hit points.
Last tank.
Well, I mean, you can give it a damn good try anyway.
That would make the misogynist sweat dream if I was a tank at 20 hit points on level 10. See, I told you women can't play D&D.
So you're gonna
Okay.
roll for it then.
Yes, I'm gonna roll for
So
it.
it's a D10. Yeah, just a. Is it D10 plus your constitution modifier, or is it just purely the D10? I can't
Surely it's
remember.
constitution modifier as
I
well.
would have thought so. Let me consult the Book of Hands.
What's the book of health?
We
Okay,
have
I've got new.
a.
I've got brand new dice. So
Each
I'm
time you gain a
using.
level, you gain.
My brother sent me a care package, and they're
Ooh.
really cool. They're
Very
like
nice.
icy
Yeah.
dice.
It is plus your constitution modifier.
Okay,
Sorry,
that's my
could
helmet.
I see your shiny new dice? I was busy consulting the rule book.
I just had a thought. Could we have a jingle when we consult the Book of
Ooh.
Hands?
I was literally just thinking that. Could we have a
It's
theme
literally
song?
ice dice. And the
Let's
best thing,
consult Book of Hands.
shout out to my brother.
Let's
He
consult the
sent
Book of
it.
Hands.
He sent it in a plushy mimic.
Oh, that is
Yay.
so cool.
And I love
That is
it.
so cool.
That's awesome.
Okay, so yeah, so
Okay.
it's a D10 and it is
Come
plus your
on.
constitution modifier, so.
If this fucks up, I'm gonna blame my brother.
This is the first time you've rolled it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
No
That's a
pressure.
bad move.
Don't you start. Don't you start. Okay. At least my constitution modifier is plus four, so. It's 5 hit points.
We're
Is
all
that with
dead.
your
We're all
constitution
dead.
modifier?
Yeah, of course it is. It's not too
Okay.
bad,
Well,
though.
that's not
It's
terrible.
not terrible.
It's halfway house, so it's
Yeah.
ever so slightly under the average for the
It's,
roll
yeah.
at least, so.
You know, live dangerously. That's my motto.
Yeah, okay. And I guess for you for level two, it's actually a fairly simple thing, isn't it? You get your action surge, I believe.
Yes, I do.
And I think that's it. So
Does that get added on to D&D Beyond?
if you go into D&D Beyond and then you go in bring up your character sheet, and then if you then where it's got the experience bar, if you click on that,
Yes.
and then it will bring up the sidebar with all of the
Yep.
manage levels and
Got
things.
it. Manage
So if
levels.
yeah, so if you go into that, and then I think it's like character details or something like that. It's like the second or third page along, if that makes sense.
Class features.
Yes,
Level.
class.
Oh, well, I go up a level. There we go.
Yeah. So then, yeah, it
Yeah,
will.
action
If
surge.
you go look at the top, there's a bit where you change your hit points as well. So
Yeah.
pop that into there. So it'll ask you for the rolled amount and any modifiers and things. So pop that in. And then it
Cool.
will give you the action surge, which for you means that you get to take an additional action on top of a regular action, bonus action, once per short or long rest.
Very handy.
That's very handy. Very handy indeed. Okay. Nice, simple one. I would, if there was a lot of choices for you to make, I would have asked if you wanted to do it in secret, but as you don't really have any choices to make.
Not yet, but I get action surge. So.
An action surge is really cool. Okay, so I'm guessing... Well, actually, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make a choice for you. So...
My hit dice says 2d10.
Yeah, so you have a total hit dice pool.
Yeah. I only rolled one.
Yeah, but that's your... Yeah. So your hit dice pool is for...
Is 2d10.
Yeah, okay. For your short rests. Mm-hmm. But with your level up, I believe... Hit dice per level. Yeah, 1d10 per level. Yeah. So yeah, you roll the one dice as you level up. But you have... For your short rest, you have the pool of 2d10. And you get half of them back at a short... No, is it a long rest? Long rest. If that makes sense. Does that make sense? Fab. Awesome. So, Ollie, James.
Go on then.
Going for James. Right. Okay, let me flip to the bard. So first question for you really is, are you gonna
take
your average, or are you gonna gamble?
You know what's happening.
You gamble.
Yeah.
Gamble.
It's always gonna be. Is it a D6 for a bard?
It is a
D8, isn't it?
D8, yeah.
Yeah.
D8. Oh, fantastic! Here we go.
In my other game, I'm a bard.
Roll. Give me a good roll. It's a 7 plus 2, so
hey,
9.
That's good. 9. Okay, so
I'm gonna need it the way Sergi's going.
Well, particularly with his lack of armor at the minute.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, so if you head in, I don't know if you've got the page open on D&D Beyond already. You go to your character sheet, click on the bar, manage levels.
Manage character and levels.
Yes. So then if you go to character details or character traits or class traits or whatever it is, I can't quite remember.
We are
class features.
Class features, that's the one.
Manage HP.
So yeah, bung that in there. And then I think you've got a few choices to make. So the question for you really, James, is whether or not you want to do it in secret away from these two, or whether or not you want to let them witness your choices.
Okay, stand by. I'm just figuring out the HP. You just put manage HP, right? And it's just rolled HP.
Yeah, so if you, yeah, pop me in what you rolled, and then you can put in some modifiers and things as well, I believe.
Yes.
You have to put your modifier in. It's annoying.
Plus 4 from constitution. I think it's already adding the...
Oh, right, okay.
Plus 4? That doesn't sound right.
No, you have to add in the modifier. It's really annoying. It doesn't do it automatically.
Uh-huh, I see. HP modifier is a 2.
Yeah. Has that worked?
Sure.
You sure?
Maybe. I'll figure that out in a minute. I know what it's meant to be.
Get hit by an unexpected arrow. You're like, oh, I'm down.
I'm dead.
Maybe my HP didn't go in.
We already had that episode.
Let's not have any unexpected arrows to go with the very expected arrow. You already have.
Hey. So yeah, so James, do you want to do this in secret?
Yeah, I'll just do it. I'll do it for everyone.
Yeah,
in
the open? All right, awesome. So first of all, before we get into the choices, as a bard, you get the Jack of all trades, meaning that you can add half of your proficiency bonus rounded down to any ability check that you make that doesn't already include your proficiency bonus.
That's very good.
So
actually,
basically, you get half proficiency on everything you're not proficient in, basically.
So plus 1 in everything I'm not proficient in.
Pretty much, yeah.
Hey.
And obviously that scales as you level up as well. So that's pretty cool.
Does being thrown by a magic hater count?
Well, it's usually their ability check.
Yeah, yeah.
For throwing you rather than how well you can be thrown.
Hey, I can do a terrible throwing. Pirouette with a plus 1.
But you also get, which is very useful indeed, the Song of Rest.
Mm.
Which means that you can use your very soothing music, Sergei,
yeah,
to help
soothing.
Revitalize wounded allies during a short rest. So if you or any friendly creatures who can hear your performance regain hit points at the end of the short rest, gaining an extra 1d6, and that also scales good. As you level up. So that's very handy.
Which we definitely
playing
need.
Playing your lute during your rest. Nice. But where the real interesting stuff gets is you get to learn an extra spell. From the bard spell list. So it's either cantrips or a first level spell. It's up to you.
Gotta be a first level spell.
So you got a lot of choice.
Oh, I really do. Wow.
You have got a lot of choice here. I'm sure Anina will be able to wade in if she wants to. On some suggestions.
Do I already have a healing spell? I can't remember.
I believe I think... you picked Cure Wounds. It should be on your character sheet on Beyond.
So, yeah, it's right there.
So, the choice of first level spells, because I imagine you're probably going to be more likely to go for one of them than a cantrip, is Animal Friendship, Bane, Charm Person, Comprehend Languages, Cure Wounds, which you already have, Detect Magic, Disguise Self, Dissonant Whispers, which I think you already have.
Yeah, I do, yes.
Fairy Fire, which I also think you already have.
No, actually, I don't have that one.
Featherfall, which you definitely already have.
I definitely already have, yeah.
Healing Word, Heroism, Identify, Illusory Script, Long Strider, Silent Image, Sleep, Speak with Animals, Tasha's Hideous Laughter, Thunderwave, or Unseen Servant. That's a big list to choose from.
As though I'm being affected by the one spell that I really want to pick. the Hideous Laughter is really, really calling to me.
Okay. I'm not familiar with Tasha's Hideous Laughter, actually, I must admit.
But also, I do love Thunderwave.
Thunderwave is a great spell.
Thunderwave is a fantastic spell. I'm also looking at Disguise Self.
Also very useful.
But I feel like the smell from Sergei would kind of give himself away.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
So, in which case, do you know what? I don't really have many. Yeah, I might go with Disguise Self. I don't have many. I've got a few damaging spells already, so.
Okay. So, you're going for more utility rather than.
Yeah, let's get more utility. Let's go with Disguise Self.
Awesome choice.
There we go.
That Disguise Self I find to be one of those early spells that can massively disrupt, in inverted commas, a game.
Oh, I use it all the time.
It's so good. So good. All right. Yes. I think that's you then. Done.
Lovely stuff.
Can you Metal Gear Solid and disguise himself as a box?
If I can't, I intend to.
It's not that good. That's
yeah, cool. I don't think it is that good.
Oh.
But we will find out should the time come. All right. So then that leads us nicely on to you, Johan.
Hello.
Because we'll save Thoric for another time when we have him. So, hang on. Where's the rogue? That's the ranger.
Ta-da.
Sorcerer, rogue. Okay, so first of all, Ollie, the big question: do you take your average, or are you gonna gamble?
Come on. I feel like I have to now.
Yeah,
so it's a D8 for you.
Don't be a wimp.
Plus your constitution modifier.
I don't like this peer pressure. but I have my D8 at the ready. It's a 3 plus my constitution, which is plus 2, so that's 5.
That's not terrible.
No, it is not terrible.
That's not terrible. It's not amazing, but it's not terrible.
No, I mean, I feel like it's thematic at this point.
Yeah.
We've got better, but a little better.
Only a little bit better.
Only the kind of better you can get after being hurt a lot.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. So for you, for level two, then, you gain the cunning action.
Yes.
Your sneak attack bonus is still 1d6, so that hasn't changed. But your cunning action you get, which your quick thinking and agility allow you to move and act quickly. You can take a bonus action on each of your turns in combat. This action can be used only to take dash, disengage, or hide action.
Well, that could be handy.
Well, you've seen the goblins use it many a time. Well, a similar thing. It's not quite the same thing, but yeah. You've seen the goblins use that too. I think quite good effect, actually, if I may say so myself.
Disengage could be handy. Like, I can sneak and stab.
Yeah,
like,
you want disengage, trust me.
Yeah. Disengage as a bonus action is like an absolute boon. So that's actually really, really useful.
So I can stab and then disengage and then repeatedly just do that over and over.
Yeah, so
you can hide.
Yeah,
I can hide.
Yeah. So essentially what the goblins have been doing to you, which is like attacking and then running, you can now also do. But cool. The advantage that you have is you can also dash with it as well.
Which is twice your movement, isn't it?
Yes. Or
is it twice?
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's a bonus action dash, which actually means, if I'm interpreting this correctly, it actually means that you can dash, which is using your full movement, plus then move.
Sweet.
Let me just double check.
Yeah, you get double the wording movement. Of dash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Because dashing is an action, so yeah, you basically double your movement as a bonus action.
Mm. I just like the idea. The goblin's like, "You dare use my own spells against me, Potter?"
Yes. Okay. I think that's all of it then, isn't it? I think that's everyone. Okay. Awesome.
It's boogie.
I respect your collective willingness to gamble your lives away.
There was no willingness.
It's called entertaining an audience. Look it up.